So, we're walking down this corridor, following sardines. I can see the door at the end, and now I can smell it. Really smell it. And feel it. It was like a headache outside my head, trying to get in, banging on my ears.
It's locked. Break it down, boss. Please, break it down.
And I stayed a little bit back. You didn't need to be clever to know this was a bad situation. One you might need to run away from at any time. Then, the kid opened the door. There was rats. From wall to wall, floor to ceiling. Cages full of them. They clung to the wire in front. The netting strained with their weight. Glistening bodies boiled and tumbled. Paws and noses thrusting through the hole. And there, in the middle of the floor.
Let them out!
Let them out!
Let them all out now! They're eating each other alive!
More of them! More talking rats!
Help me open the cages!
What? And let all these rats out? You must be joking!
Don't be stupid! Can't you see they're terrified?
And then, at the end, another cellar. I couldn't see inside that one.
Hello, hello, what's all this?
And I knew there was something down there, even worse.
Looks like we've got visitors.
Dogtown! Dogtown, run! Don't get human about it, just run!
Sardines, we have to get out of here! Run!
Running now, boss.
And I'm heading for a hole in the wall with my name on it. But ham and pork.
Ah, hey, look, here's a beauty. Hey, we can use this one for the pit. Into the sack with you, my ratty friend.
But,
so... Now ham and pork's in a sack.
Oh, Jacko will enjoy him. He likes a good fight, does Jacko. And think of the odds we'll get.
Hey, it's the mayor's daughter. Oh, no, you didn't, madam.
Get off me!
Hey, take your hands off her!
Stay still or I'll really hurt you, kid.
Don't think you'll get away with this.
You know what your father's going to do now. He sent for a rat piper, and that's going to cause us problems.
It's you, isn't it, kid? Eh? You brought all them new rats into town. You and that funny-looking cat.
If you think I'm going to say anything to you...
What's this, then?
A pipe. I'm a musician.
Not anymore, you're not. Now you're just a stupid-looking kid.
You can't make him talk, and even if you...
Shut up! Oi! You miss a tulipy by half.
What we're gonna do with this rat, eh? Put him in the cages!
Nah, he's a big angry brute already. We got a use for him.
The pit!
The pit.
Oh, and I've got an idea of how we can get rid of the piper.
But then... Then there's this other voice.
No, we can use the piper!
Nah. We can use the piper.
That's right. I was just thinking the same thing.
It sounded like a rushing wind blowing through a cave.
How can we use the piper?
You will see.
You'll see.
Oh, okay then.
And I thought, now is the time for getting out of here. I mean, fair's fair and all that. He was a nice kid, but supernatural voices. So I moved down my hole, which turns out to be a tunnel to another cellar. More boxes and sacks, but...
What kind of thing are you?
That voice again.
I can't see you. I don't know what you are. Come, closer.
And I find I'm being drawn to some boxes, but I'm resisting.
If you do not come closer, you will share our pain.
It was hurting my mind, like it was inside my head. Then I can smell something. Rats. Big rats coming closer.
Here come my eyes.
And they are the biggest rats I've ever seen. Three of them, big as me, and they can see me.
What? Cat! Cat! Kill!
And I'm running. They leap, but they're already too late. There's a Morris-shaped hole in the air where I used to be, and now I'm running, jumping from box to box. There's a place, a gap in the wall where the bricks have rotted. I leap and squeeze through and... I'm in a cellar full of water. Well, it ain't exactly water. It's what water becomes when rat cages drain into it and gutters up above drain into it, and it's had a chance to sit and bubble to itself for a year or so. In fact, to call it mud would be an insult to perfectly respectable swamps all over the world. Anyway, I've leapt up onto a fallen rafter. I'm climbing upwards. I can see a pipe. An escape. And although I can still hear the voice...
Stay where you are.
It's further away. More distant. It's easier not to do what it says, but then...
You can see that big rat coming. It's coming for you, cat.
Get away! And then I thought, how does... Well, whatever that voice is, how does it know? And then I realised, it can see through my eyes. It's in my head, and it can see only what I see. And that big rat's operating by smell. They all do. And right now, I smell only of... Well, let's, for argument's sake, say mud. All right. So,
Open your eyes, cat. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Which is when I leap upwards. I can feel the pipe under my front paws and then I'm away.
Cat! Cat!
It's gone. So now I'm running. The pipe's going upwards. Some sort of drain, and then there it is. Light. I open my eyes. A drain cover. And it's open. Well, there's a gap. I could get out of here if I wanted. Leave. Never come back. Morris.
What? Who's that? Not another ruddy voice.
Now, this is your conscience, Morris.
Flaming Nora.
What about the stupid-looking kid and the rest of them? They need your help.
Tell you what, you help. I'll go somewhere warm. How about that? Oh, all right, what's that?
What we do is we gather everyone of the clan we can find that's left and we get the hell out of here, but not before we've gone back and...
Oh, stupid town. You'd think some man here could build a proper drain pipe.
Morris.
Morris, it's Morris.
Smells better than he usually does there.
Yeah, you will see by the state of me that I'm obviously in the mood for repartee, Dark Ten.
I'm glad to see you, old friend, despite the circumstances. We need a plan, Morris.
I just saw an open manhole. I suggest the plan be to go upwards and use it.
A plan to rescue Hammond Pop.
And the kid. Sardine says he's tied up with a female kid.
Oh, well, you know humans. They'll sort it out.
I don't give a ferret shirt for humans, but those rat catchers took Ham and Pork off in a sack. And there's something else.
Yeah, that voice. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
You heard it too? I thought it was just us.
Uh-uh. The rat catchers can hear it as well. Only they think it's their thoughts.
That's why we've got to get Ham and Pork back. He's the leader. A clan will follow its leader.
Seems to me someone would benefit quite a lot if he got left.
Are you going to help us or not?
Horace.
Yeah, all right.
Sardines is following the rat catchers to find out where they've gone.
I got a feeling I already know.
How?
I'm a cat. We hang around places, see stuff. I was in a hayloft above a barn. It was after I'd changed, so I could tell it was wrong. Men and dogs. And they put up this kind of big round wooden wall in the middle of the floor and they put the dogs in. Then they took this box of rats and...
But that's horrible.
Rat caution. How come we've never heard about this before?
Because the rats that go into that pit don't come out.
Why don't they? Can't they jump?
No, the wall's too high. Besides, they're frightened and confused. You know what frightened and confused rats are like.
We know now.
Someone's coming.
It's all yours.
Ah, Sardines and Nourishing.
Hello, sir.
They've gone to stables on the edge of town, boss.
Good reconnaissance. What's all that string for?
Sardine says you can never have too much string, sir.
Ah, good point. Right, you two follow me. The rest of you stay here. We'll come back when we can. With Ham and Pork and any clan members we can find. Let's move out.
Happy feet. I've got those happy feet.
And no tap dancing!
You know, I'm starting to wonder if any of this is worth the candle, as the humans say.
What's the matter with Dangerous Beans?
He's a bit down.
I had hoped it would be better than this. But it turns out we're just rats.
Shall I read to you from Mr. Bunsey, Dangerous Beans?
I'm going to find out what happened to the kid. Who's coming?
So, you don't have a knife of any kind?
No.
Or handy matches to burn through the rope?
No.
Nothing sharp near you?
No.
Special powers?
Including playing the penny whistle?
No.
No.
And you're sure you can't sort of pull your arms through your legs?
No. How many more times? This isn't a story, Melissa. Real life isn't a story. There isn't some kind of magic that keeps you safe and makes crooks hit you not too hard and tie you up next to a handy knife and not kill you. Do you understand?
I'll tell you something. If you don't turn your life into a story, you just become part of someone else's story.
That's just stupid.
What would you know? You're just a face in someone else's background. You let a cat make all the decisions.
That's because Morris...
Would you like us to go away until we've stopped being human?
Morris? Where are you?
I'm in the entrance to a drain. And believe me, this has not been a good night. Peaches is bringing a candle.
Who's Peaches? Oh, look, another talking rat with a candle. And you're telling me I'm not in a story?
Well, Dangerous Beans says lights and shadow are very important.
Dangerous Beans? Peaches? Sardines? Look, what kind of names are these? And why is that one dragging a book?
They are our names.
Yeah, they chose them from the sides of our food tins because they sounded interesting.
Dangerous Beans, Peaches, this is Melissa. Her father's the mayor.
How do you do?
Hello.
Look, excuse me, can we get on with things?
We'd like you to gnaw through our ropes, please.
Dear Gorge.
How's it looking, boss?
Not great. Come and see.
Have you found Hammond Brook yet?
Not yet.
Wow. It's exactly as Morris said. The wooden wall, the men, the
dogs. And look at those sacks.
They're moving.
Filled with kikis.
I reckon sure. Except that one's filled with ham and pork. How the crap will we find him in that lot?
Could drop down on a string, boss. Soon as they release him, boss.
Into a pit with a dog in it. The string will cut you in half on this height, won't it?
No. I found these on the desk when we was nicking the string.
Bands of rubber.
I've used them before. Very handy for long drops.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, if you'd like to finish placing your bets now, please. Jacko's in the ring!
What are they doing?
Do you have the sack, Mr. Blumpkin?
I have the sack, Mr. Spears!
What Morris said they'd do.
If you have the sack, Mr. Blumpkin, then empty it!
No!
Jardines! Sheen for the rubber bands. Nourishing, you listen to me.
They
Nourishing, listen to me. You see this?
A match? What?
Here, take it. My plan might not work. If it doesn't, we're in the roof, right? So you see those hay bales? You know what to do.
You want me to?
Yes, I want you to. When the time comes, and you'll know when, one way or another, I want them to remember tonight what they did and what we did for as long as they live.
Can't see. Hardly breathe.
Hello, gentlemen. No rat can beat Jacko! Or can they? Now we fed against him with the biggest, wildest sewer rat we found earlier this evening, eh? Suppose we add him into the mix, eh? Once again, please!
What's happening? I'm the leader.
If you have the sack, Mr. Blumpkin, then empty it!
Idiots! Work together! You could strip this flea back to the bone! Get off me! Get off me! All right. Now, let me show you how a real rat dies.
Is anyone else here? What I just heard
that rat's overcoat!
Bill, look! A bloody rat on elastic bands!
Come on, boss! Now!
Climb up!
There's another one!
Jacko, isn't it? And I'm going to show you how a real rat lives.
The dog turned, leapt, and bit hard.
Come on, boss, sir. Just lie down.
Dog turn's getting out.
I'm hurt bad, Sardines.
Straight off the dog's head.
Try and get some rest, sir.
Look.
Where?
Hey, go, dog turn!
They're stomping about, but they can't catch him.
Through the legs, that's the way.
Go on. You can make it to that hole. Go on.
Not that hole, no.
Why not, sir?
Trap in the hole. Dog turn!
Oh, at last. Somehow I thought rats would gnaw quicker.
Yeah, they used the knife. And you could say thank you.
Oh, yes, tell them I'm grateful.
Well, you could try telling them yourself. They haven't just vanished, you know.
I'm sorry, but I still haven't got round the idea of talking to rats. It's just so childish, so tinkly-winkly, so Mr. Bunsey.
Mr. Bunsey?
What about Mr. Bunsey?
Oh, some book some silly woman wrote. Stupid stuff for ickle kids. There's a rat and a rabbit, and they all go around wearing clothes and talking to humans, and everyone's so nice and cosy, it makes you absolutely sick.
I think you should stop.
My dad read them to me when I was a kid. Mr. Bunsey has an adventure. Mr. Bunsey goes to the seaside. Just stupid kids' stories. There's loads, and there's no murders or blood or anything.
Really?
I mean, well, if people are going to make up stupid stories about animals pretending to be human, at least there could be a bit of interesting violence.
Just shut up, will you?
What is it now?
Oh, boy.
Peaches! Dangerous beans! Where are they?
Well, they was here a second ago. They seem to have gone. I wonder when that was. Maybe it was when Miss Diplomatic here started mouthing off.
What? What?
They thought it was all true. I never had the heart to tell them.
What, the land of Furry Bottom?
Yes.
I'm just amazed they could read it without laughing. Come on, let's get out of here before the rat catchers get back.
No.
No what?
I'm not coming with you. There's something bad going on here, and it's much more important than a bunch of stupid humans stealing food. And I'm not coming with you because I'm beginning really not to like you.
Hey?
Look, just because your cutesy pie rodent friends have a problem with reality doesn't mean you've got the right to stop being...
That ain't my conscience, is it?
No. I am Spider.
You're a spider?
Not a spider. I am Spider.
One question I won't be asking again.
I'm in your head, cat. Cats, cats, bad as dogs, worse than rats. I'm in your head, and I will never go away.
Look, I'm just passing through. I'm not looking for trouble. Just let me get into the nice fresh air, and I'll be right out of your hair or legs or furry bits or whatever.
You don't want to run away.
That's right. I don't want to run away. Wait a minute. I do want to run away. I'm a cat. No rat is going to control me. You've tried.
Yes, but then you were strong. Now your little mind runs in circles and wants someone else to do the thinking for it. I can think for you. I can think for everyone. I will always be with you.
And you may as well believe me, because I'm certainly not taking orders from a vagrant non-entity like you.
Vagrant? Only a few minutes ago, I was a lost prince.
Bad blints. The party is over.
Well, I can see that's obviously not the case. You're plainly just a minor character. You're definitely not the love interest.
Good job.
Excuse me.
I'm seriously glad about that.
Excuse me. Are we going or what? Only I think it's about time we made a run for it.
But we can't just leave them, Morris. The mayor's called in a rat piper, remember? A real one. Not a fake one like me. They have magical pipes, you know. Do you want to see something bad happen to our rats?
Well, Morris... not exactly.
Right, so we're not going to run away.
All right, what are we going to do?
We're going to talk to the rat catchers when they come back.
What makes you think they'll want to talk to us?
Because if they don't, they're going to die.
Oh. Dangerous beans! Please talk to me, dangerous beans! Look, what she said... Look, just because she said it, it doesn't mean it's true. Please, slow down, dangerous beans. I can't drag this book and keep up with you. Dangerous beans!
If the book means nothing, then why should it be a burden to you?
I don't understand.
If we are just rats, what need have we of Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure? It was a lie. Just a lie to drag us down.
In your despair.
I can hear a voice.
You will come to me.
Doctor? Doctor! Please don't be dead.
Nourishing.
Doctor! Doctor! You're caught in a trap.
No. Really?
What can I do? Shall I get sardines?
No. No. Tell me what kind of trap. Oh, thank you, miserable little whittler.
It's all rusty. It's I can see it's a Nugent Brothers Breakback Mark One.
Ancient. Can't you see how the a spring?
Oh, it's all rusted.
Pain. Going away.
No. Don't die! You can't die yet, Doctor!
You know where you said it was going to be a good evening?
No.
Tell me about it again, because I think I missed that part.
Just shut up and drink your tea, will you? You've done nothing but moan since we got out of there.
The rats often whiz through the air like that, or is that the kind of thing you only get to hear about when you was a experienced rat catcher?
Did I say shut up?
Oh, it is funny.
We'll take the money. Nick a boat down the jetty, okay? We'll leave the food we haven't sold and just go.
But Johnny Norhands and the lads are coming up river for a delivery.
Yeah, tough. We're going. Things are starting to go bad here. The jig, as they say, is up. The cat is out of the bag.
I wish I was.
The time has come. What?
I didn't see anything.
Oh. Oh, how did we get into this? Sometimes I wake up thinking how stupid it all is. And then I come to work thinking it's sensible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't used to be the sort of bloke what ties up kids.
There's definitely something odd about this tea. Is it new?
Yeah, it's just Lord Green, like normal.
All right, gentlemen, you'd better listen to me.
Eh?
If you run away, you'll die. If you talk too much, you'll die. If you think you're smart, you'll die. Any questions?
Look, up there, on the rafter.
Oh, it's a damn mug.
If I was you, I wouldn't look at me. I'd look at the rat poison. You can't. He's not there anymore. Whoops.
Oh.
Yeah, that's dangerous stuff, that is. You tell me where it is right now.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, how did you get out?
What have you done with the poison?
Now that you mention it, I think we put most of it in the sugar. Yes?
Think so.
Pain going away. Ah, sure, this is how it happens. Too late now. Panic and she'll run. That's what we do. Perhaps there is a big rat on the ground. Or light. I can see light and something coming out of it. The born rat. A tunnel of light fading. Look! That arch!
I gnawed through the spring, sir. I did it. It was old and weak. Probably why you weren't cut in half, sir. Can you hear me, sir? Doctor? Are you still dead?
You'd better give me a hand up.
Dutton!
No, please, please tell us where the antidote is. You said your rats had found one. Tell us where it is.
Oh, this is inhuman.
No, it's very human. You stole the food and then you blame the rats. Why?
So we could sell the food. Blokes come up the river, we sell the food.
Blimey.
Oh, was that me?
It's one of the effects of the poison. Your stomach starting to melt.
Tell me about the rats in the cages.
Oh! Rat catchers have always caught rats alive for the rat pits. It's a perk. There's no harm in feeding them dead rats. Everyone knows rats eats rats if you leave out the green wobbly bit.
And we bred rats from ones that dodged the dog. Scientific, you see, it gave our rats an edge. More money.
Oh, God, my stomach.
Ask him what's in the other cellar, the one behind the cages.
Only that. Oh, no, I can't see.
No.
Oh, well, no antidote for you then.
No, please, no. Oh, no, I had to make it.
Shut up.
They made me to join the Rat Catchers Guild. I had to make it.
Had to make what?
A Rat King. Oh.
What's a Rat King?
No.
Oh, I know about them. They're deadly evil.
Oh, antidote, please.
Oh, go on, then. It's in that little cellar you locked us up in.
Oh, go, move it. Get out of it.
Of course, there's only enough for one of you, but I'm sure you'll be able to sort that out.
It's fine. Get out of it.
What was it you really put in the sugar?
Cascara.
Well, that ain't a poison.
No, it's a laxative.
Oh. So, what did you leave them for an antidote?
Cascara.
Cool.
Oh. So, what's a rat king, then?
And I couldn't believe it. Could you, Dangerous Beans? Like something out of a story. To join the Rat Catchers Guild, you have to tie a load of rats together by their tails. Imagine that. A load of snickering, half-mad, half-starved, very angry rats all being tied together. Imagine what they tried to do to you. And then once you'd done it, imagine what they could become. Because I tell you, I couldn't. Not before.
But that's horrible.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, if you believe all that stuff, which personally I don't. I mean, it's just a story.
Just a story, cat.
Uh-oh.
And some of the stories about rat kings say they can control other rats. With their minds, sort of. Get them to bring them food and go to places for them. Because obviously they can't move around so easily. So they learn to see out of the eyes of other rats. and hear what they hear.
Just other rats?
Well, some stories say they can do it to people.
Yes, but has it ever happened really?
Yes.
What?
I didn't say anything, you just said yes.
Sea cat, silly little minds.
No!
Sooner or later there is always a way in. You are simply much better at resisting.
No what, Morris?
You will let the rats in the cages go.
I think we should let the rats in the cages go.
Good idea.
But don't listen to it!
Do not listen to the cat!
Shut up, Morris. I'm fed up with always doing what you say.
Well, come back, will you? There's a rat piper coming!
And forget about me. I am just a story.
Personally, I think rat kings are just a story.
You let the rats out, they'll all be taken to the river and drowned! Oi! Oi! What'd you close the door on me for? Oi! Oi! Right, that's it. I am going to seriously kick tail. Or turn tail. Or something. Just as soon as I find a way out of here.
You game? You game for me? Even after what I said.
Well, you are the leader, Hammond Pork.
Not for much longer. They say you were in a trap.
I was.
So, you faced down the bone rat?
I faced him down, yes.
Good. Then they'll follow you anywhere. You will be leader, Dark Ten. I have just one piece of wisdom to pass on.
Go on.
Don't eat the green wobbly bit.
Has he gone?
He's gone. Listen to me, people. We're alone, we're afraid, and there's something in this place I don't like, something wrong, and we need to get out of here. But some of our people are still missing. Dangerous Beans and Peaches and Morris and the stupid-looking kid, come to think of it, but we're the clan, and we don't leave anybody behind. Here endeth the lesson, right? No. What mouse don't we want to be like?
The first mouse!
What mouse do we want to be like?
The second mouse!
Because?
The second mouse gets the cheese!
This tunnel is not cat-sized. Why am I doing this? Why am I not doing what a cat is supposed to do and running away?
Because we're a kind cat at heart. Because Dangerous Beans thinks we're a hero. Besides, the stupid-looking kid is heading for trouble and we quite like him as well.
No, we... I do not! I'm wandering around these tunnels and not getting out above ground because... because I'm lost. That's why. Yeah, and if I happen to find the kid, or Dangerous Beans, or any of the others, well, that'll just be unlucky, won't it? Hang on. What's that? The water's going red. Which is not a good sign. Wait a minute. Oh, I ain't blood, it's like dye. It's running off that bit of paper. What is that? No. It can't be... a page of Mr. Bunsey has an adventure. Well, they wouldn't drop this, would they? Either Dangerous Beans has abandoned the book, or...
will I find them first?
Or
perhaps I have.
Better get moving.
Yes, better get moving, cat. See behind you. They are my rats, cat. They will kill you if you stop. Oh, you might take down one or two, but then the others will come. Imagine it, cat. Imagine a million rats controlled by one mind. Rats that don't run. Rats that fight. Rats that share one vision. One mind. Mine!
Where are you?
You are getting closer. You must keep moving. They're all coming to me. The one you call Dangerous Beans. The one you call Peaches. And the humans. They are all coming to me. The humans, the boy and the girl, will die. Do you know that rats can eat a human alive?
And I'm coming to the end of the tunnel. And finally, it opens out. Rats. Big rats everywhere. On the walls, on wooden boxes, covering bales of straw and piles of old newspapers. An army. They're coming through holes in the walls and from the drain pipes and squeezing under the door. And in the centre, standing with an unlighted match, are two smaller rats. And I can smell something. It's everywhere. Something like gas.
And so in your despair, you have come to me.
Yes.
Yes, we have come.
Peaches! Dangerous beans!
Morris?
The cat will not move.
And I'll find I can't.
See, little rat. Even a cat obeys me.
But I still can't see Spider properly. Well, maybe I can see his eyes. All 8 pairs of them shining.
Yes. I see you have power.
Clever rat. I have heard you talk. You know by facing the dark we become strong. You know that we cooperate or die. Will you cooperate with me?
Like these other rats. They smell strong, but stupid.
But the strong survive. They dodged the rat catchers and the dogs. In my cages they survived and weeded out the weak. And like you, they are called to me.
I, alas, am not strong.
You have an interesting mind. You too look forward to the domination of rats.
Domination? Do I?
Know this, little rat. The rat piper will come and lead my rats to the water, just like the stories. But they will not drown. They will swim. Big rats, different rats, rats with my mind in them. They will spread from town to town, and then there will be destruction such as people can never imagine.
And we would cooperate and rule.
Now you understand.
We've come.
We've come as you commanded, Spider.
They opened the cages. That is how my army came here. They will be first to die.
In your world, humans do not matter, do they?
After what they have done to me, to us. Hear me, little rat. The humans above merely starving slowly. They are the lucky ones. A time will come when they will remember their starvation days most fondly.
And I still can't move. I'm standing at the end of the tunnel and I still can't move.
Let me see you, Spider. If I'm to follow you, come closer.
You have no eyes. All I can see through you is pink mist.
I can see more than you think. Come forward.
And he does. It looks like a bundle of rats, 8 of them. Rats scampering across the boxes, but flowing, as if all the legs are being operated by one creature. It's a monster.
Do you truly see me? Men make me for sport.
I see you. In my mind.
We want the same things. Together we will be strong.
I don't think so. Your plan. It would not work.
Would not work?
You see, you think for many rats, but you don't think of them. Every word you utter is a lie. I will not join you, liar in the dark. I prefer our way.
Then you will die!
Dangerous beans! It hurts! It hurts!
Peaches! Use the last match!
I can't! It won't let me!
You must! We are the clan! You know what to do.
And then everything changed.
Now!
Rats! Rats! They're fighting!
Try not to tread on anyone, miss, and get out! Get out now! Ignore these peaks. The whole place is going up.
Fire! Let's get out of here!
Kill them! They must all die!
And in the flames, while the clan and Spider's rats are fighting, there is you, Dangerous Beans. And there's smoke all around.
Morris!
Out! Out! Everybody out now. And get our people and go.
Dangerous Beans is cut off.
He's just standing there in front of Spider who's just raging at him. And I can't move to help him. Can't move. Morris can't move. And you collapse to the ground, Dangerous Beans. And then, somewhere deep inside me, I'm a cat again. Not Morris, a cat. And I leap into the smoke and flames and I pick your body up with my teeth. But I leap harder than ever before. I'm breathing in smoke all the time, but it's instinct moving me, not me. And behind me, I can hear Spider. And I leap towards an open window and... and here we are. Death's domain, I suppose you'd call it. One dead cat and one dead rat. I can hardly see you, Dangerous Beans. You're just a flickering shadow and you're getting fainter all the time. So, what I want to say is, well, sorry I wasn't no hero. Sorry I was, well, just a cat. But maybe now...
Morris. I haven't seen you lately.
Hello, Mr. Death, sir. No, been very careful lately. Looking both ways when I crossed the street, sir.
And how many lives do you have left now?
6, sir. Definitely 6.
But weren't you run over by a cart only last month?
That, sir? Well, I got away with hardly a scratch.
Exactly.
Oh.
That makes 5 lives up until today's adventure. You started with 9.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. So, let's say now, after today, I'm left with 3.
3? But I was only going to take 1. I don't usually take more than 1 life at a time.
And I say take 2, sir. 2 of mine and call it quits. The other's for my mate here.
Are you sure? After all, he is a rat.
Yeah, well, it gets very complicated. Oh, what's that?
My colleague, the Death of Rats. He is here for your colleague.
Blimey, there really is a bone rat.
Yes, it looks as if he's going to be a disappointed bone rat today. I agree, Death of Rats. It's very uncat-like of Morris.
Now, I just hope no one finds out, sir.
Yes, I'm amazed. However, the sum is correct, even though it is amazing. We came for 2, and 2 we will take.
Morris? Morris?
What?
Morris, you're awake.
So it would seem. Oh, blimey, I'm stiff. And oh, look, nice bare patches where fur used to be. That's a fashion statement.
You've been unconscious for ages. We thought you were dead.
Missed much, have I?
Oh, yes. There was the great rat battle, and the fire. And then the people came to put the fire out, and then...
Dangerous Beans!
I'm here, Morris. All is well. You saved me.
I'm a cat. We don't save people.
You do. Melissa has given me her old copy of the book. It's funny. I never wondered before why there are no cats in it. Now I do.
What happened to Spider? Dead?
In the fire, yes. His rats ceased to become dangerous when he died. No longer controlled by his mind, you see. Those that were not killed in the battle are to be kept confined for the time being. They're just normal Kikis now.
Confined? You lot are putting rats in cages?
Yes. It's for keeping them safe until the Piper's gone. There's more room now, obviously. We've all got cotton wool for our ears.
You mean the Rat Piper, the real one?
Yes. He wants paying and the mayor can't afford it. Well, the whole town's come out. There's going to be a bit of a competition. The Piper and the Kid. But we have a plan.
You made a plan without me?
Yes, Morris, we did. You see, I've been thinking about our island. And that if we wish to be... Well, I mean, perhaps if humans were... well, perhaps I should explain on the way.
Come on. This I got to see.
And that's my friend Keith, and... Dad, listen!
Melissa, just shush a minute, will you? I'm trying to watch.
Look, if it hadn't been for him and me, well, we wouldn't have found out about the rat catchers and the food.
Shush!
So that makes me the heroine of the story.
Yes, yes, all right, shush!
I hear you want to be a piper, kid.
I already am a piper.
And you think you can beat me at rat piping?
Oh, no, I can. You won't bring any rats out here.
What do I get when I win?
You get paid. We've got money buried up in the hills.
And if you win?
Your rat pipe. Mine got broken. I'm a musician and I need a pipe.
You got yourself a deal.
You go first if you like.
Don't mind if I do. Watch the rats come running.
doesn't seem to be having any effect.
Do I get a second go?
Of course.
Watch him come.
Just one rat would do.
Okay. How about you try? Here. Borrow my pipe.
Oh, thanks. Here goes.
That manhole cover move.
1, 2, 3. There's no business like show. Business like no business I know.
They're tap dancing.
Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are scaling that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Pipe's yours, kid. Reckon I'll be seeing you around.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a talking cat.
Morris.
You have been watching the amazing educated rodents. My name is Morris, and this is my friend Dangerous Beans.
How do you do?
We'd like to take a few moments of your time to talk about an amazing business opportunity for your tourist trade. In the past, having rats has, to be frank, always had the tendency to keep visitors away. How would you like your rats to be the reason people come to Bad Blintz?
And Bad Blintz became famous for its dancing rats and special rat piper shop, where you could buy pictures and models of rats and even a rat cuckoo clock. And Dangerous Beans and the mayor made it so rats and people were nice to each other, so that the clan didn't have to go and live on an island somewhere. And Keith became the most famous rat piper in the world. And when he grew up, he married Melissa and became the mayor, and Morris was their cat.
And, although I never wore boots, we all lived happily ever after. Amazing.
You have been listening to The Amazing Morris and His Educated Rodents by Terry Pratchett, dramatised for radio by Peter Kerry. Morris was played by Harry Myers. Keith, Tom George. Melissa, Annie Rowe. Dangerous Beans, David Tennant. Spider and Mr. Spears, Michael Fenton Stevens. Dark Tan and Mr. Blunkett, Sean Prendergast. Peaches, Joanna Munro. Ham and Pork, Rod Arthur. Sardines, Finetime Fontaine. Nourishing, Charlie Norfolk. In Brine, Sandra Hunt. The Storyteller, Rebecca Norfolk. And Death, John Rowe. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed and played by Rick Jukes. Technical presentation was by David Fleming Williams, and the play was directed by Chris Wallace. The Amazing Morris and His Educated Rodents is a Watershed production for BBC Radio 4.